Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What do I love about rap? Me. You know, you really had to be saying something and saying well when I first came in the game. Now they say anything, so I can tell that these kids don't have a lot of schooling, man. They sound like idiots.
I'm nice. I don't care what they say, long they go, yo, Sean P, go in. I can live with that.
Better rapper, Beretta clapper, the clever bastard. Metal masher, devil laughter, cheddar after. After the gold, and after that the platinum, no. After you sold, and after that I clap him, yo. Make your back spin, the phone bus back when. Used to backspin for cold crush. I'm so tough, some dumb guy. Born to die for show enough, plus the kung fu fly. I'm up to spar, I'm up to par. I fuck up your jaw like fucking Paul Ping. The veteran ninja, Michael Dudikoff, the American ninja. Insane with the best flow holler. Private planes with Creflo Dollar. You hear Sean Worker beat. I'm the truth and Duke is just a circus
freak. Dead or alive, y'all niggas can't fuck with P. Bernadette in the lead, who the fuck you be? Frontin' on P, you get your head busted quick. Many niggas claim loyal, but they all full of shit. Gorilla the beat, D-Step P, ringin' bells in the streets. Plus degrees, y'all niggas can't fuck with P. Imperious rest, Sean is the best. Punch in your chest, put you to rest, bitch.
1-2-1-2.
Yep.
Check, 1-2. Microphone check, 1-2.
What is this?
Yes, yes, yes. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. You are now rocking with the best. You were just listening to the sounds of the great Sean Price.
Mm-hmm.
Brownsville's own Sean Price. New record out now.
New album, new CD, whatever you want to call it.
Imperious Rex, Ape on Ape shit.
Yeah.
Brownsville's own.
Seth Lowe, I think he's from, no, Brownsville Houses. It's good that this shit came out because we were inundated with a bunch of foolishness coming out of our very own city.
Our very own city.
That invented this art form.
Sean Price put out a record posthumously.
Yeah.
Better than anything that's come out this year.
Boom bap music, lyrics, punchlines, delivery, clever, witty, which is the signature of an MC out of New York. Jay-Z, we can go on and on. That witty, that clever shit. It's not cat, rat, bat. It's all kind of double meanings. You got to be a real lover of hip-hop to really like this
double
shit.
Double entendres.
Yes.
Let me get the second verse of the joint Prisoner. My man Sean Price, new record, Imperious Rex.
Yes.
I had the honor of being in the video for Dead or Alive. His wife, who's not a rapper, Bernadette Price.
Right.
She gets on, she did a verse.
Wow.
One of his verses, you know, because they had to put the record together.
Right.
And she never wanted to be a rapper, never claimed to be a rapper, but she's better than a lot of these clowns also. Let me get that second verse of the joint Prisoner.
Real artists, fake artists, hot artists, whack artists, hard artists, soft artists. I'm addressing all artists. I'm a prisoner, a slave to this rap. Gotta pay to get your voice back. I'm a kidnap artist. Real artists, fake artists, strong artists, weak artists, tight jeans wearing new rap R&B artists. I'm a prisoner, a slave to this rap. Get a shovel for them cats. I'm 6 feet deep.
It got industry rule number 4080 something. Record labels, they ain't saying nothing. Line for a living and living for lime rhyme. Now to your melon is swelling your mind time. I'm prime time, Deion Sanders. School the hard knocks, CP on campus. Baby shit, ball, ball, you need pampers. Display the fifth charge, y'all. Who need answers? Shine my crew. Rock down, rhyme, but it's true. Talk, you thought I was signing with Drew. Your new style tender, style futile to a new owl sender. I wild cripple new style and shoot y'all injured. Divide ignorant guys, collide boot agenda. I fight all you clowns. Good night strike, then y'all all fall down. Peace.
See, this is what I like. This is what I'm talking about. And this is New York.
Right, right.
So I hope all you DJs in New York.
Yeah.
Charlemagne.
All of them.
Peter Rosenberg.
Yes, this is probably kryptonite to this fucking guy.
Are you going to play this record? Are you going to give it love?
The man is deceased and part of the fabric of New York City. This is why that album sounds like it does.
New York City hip-hop radio.
Right.
Where hip-hop came to die or where hip-hop lives.
Right.
Are you going to give Sean Price, Sean P, the love you would give him if he was in your face?
Right, right.
Dick riding him.
Right. This is our guy. This is New York City. This is one of our guys.
Yeah. Charlemagne the God, the voice of New York.
Yeah.
Angela Yee. Are you going to play any Sean Price?
Right.
Peter Rosenberg. Ebro.
Right. Play
you
that
guys,
shit.
You guys celebrated his death.
Right.
You did it correctly. Are you going to celebrate the life, celebrate the music that's out now?
Right.
I hope you do the right thing.
Give that other shit a break, and let's get back to what we know, man. Give that blouse shit a break, yo.
Give the little fuckboy this, young asshole this.
He had
give
his time.
Break.
They had their 15 minutes. Let's get back to some real MCing, man, and some real beats.
Sean Price, Imperious Rex, check out the video, Dead or Alive, I'm in it. It took place at the Brownsville Zoo. The video has a sense of humor. Like Sean Price, one of the best sense of humor, ironic, dark.
Yes.
Check the record out.
Yep.
And I hope the New York radio stations are doing the right thing.
Right.
And all the other hip-hop stations are doing the right thing. Don't just talk about these guys when they pass. Put out a dope-ass record.
Right.
Celebrate it. I implore the fans to discover Sean Price. You don't have to know him.
Right. Appreciate the art.
Check it out. Discover it.
Right.
I don't expect everybody to be as in-tuned with things as I am, and I'm not as in tune with some of the things that you may, but you got to keep an open eye.
Right.
And I want to give a shout out to Duck Down Music, Imperious Rex, Sean Price Record. It's out now.
Right.
All right, so this is the Iron Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the gloom tomb of Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
G Moody, last name rhymes with duty. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. Biters are going to bite.
They always have.
They always bite.
They always. It's very flattering.
It's very flattering.
Right.
We don't get offended by it.
Right.
I agree. It's very flattering.
Right.
There's a new line of Boston Red Sox shirts. And one of these guys, I don't know anything about baseball. It's funny that it's a Boston Red Sox. But the Boston Red Sox put out the Majestic Navy Little League World Series Players Weekend authentic jerseys with their nicknames on the back. I guess this pitcher on the Red Sox, number 41, Chris Sale. His nickname is Stickman. I'm going to tell you something right now, Duke. So these jerseys have their nicknames on the back. And this guy, Chris Sale, who I guess is a really good pitcher.
Right.
We don't really do baseball over here. I don't care what you is.
Yeah.
One of the first things to assure you're not a stick man is if you call yourself a stick man.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand that? If you go around saying you're a stick man, right there, you're not a stick man.
Yeah.
Stick men move in silence. Real stick men do real things. Mm. Can a stick man stick?
Word.
You know where that came from, Chris Sale.
Why you biting, man?
Why you biting? Come up with another name.
Right.
Your name is Chris Sale. I could come up with another nickname for you right now. You ain't no stick man, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
I break down the rules and regulations of what stick men are in my book. This book has balls. There's an entire chapter describing first generation stick men, first team Hall of Famers, second team Hall of Famers. In the first ever part one stick man breakdown of all time, it's in my book coming out. Of course I'm doing an audiobook.
Mm.
Of course I'm doing an audiobook.
Got to.
This book has balls, sports rants from the MVP of talking trash. Of course I break down the stickman culture in the book.
Shit.
Rule number one of being a stickman, you don't talk about what you're doing.
Nope. Stickmanology. You don't do certain shit, B.
Don't play yourself, Chris Sale. That's some sucker shit.
Yes. Yeah.
We're on to you. He's in Boston. He probably listens to the Bill Simmons podcast. I know he must not listen to the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. Otherwise, he wouldn't be calling himself and claiming Stickman.
Yeah. Kill that noise, man.
Kill that fucking noise. Yeah. No one was talking that Stickman shit.
No one.
No one was talking that Stickman shit. You trying to pull the wool over our eyes? Speaking of Stickman, this is way out there, G. Monetti.
What's good? What's
There's good? A new form of male birth control. And this shit is ridiculous. First of all, yo, people are getting their dick tips sealed. People are getting the loaf tip sealed. The tip of your loaf sealed as male birth control. It's meant to prevent pre-cum and straight skeeting. You're bugging.
Man. Where's all that shit gonna go? Back up?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't want that.
That's not healthy.
Yeah. I ain't with it.
Can a stick man stick?
Yeah, I ain't with that, yo.
Can a shooter shoot?
You're supposed to shoot. That's the whole point.
You need to bag it up.
Yeah.
You need to bag it up.
Put a seal on my shit. Nah, man.
Need a little piece of duct tape on the top of your shit.
Yeah.
And a couple of little stitches. No. No. You're going to back yourself up. You're gonna have problems in your vertebrae.
The hell yeah.
When you get backed up, what happens?
Your vertebrae, your spinal shit is all fucked up.
Can a skeeter skeet?
Yeah. Trying to limit the skeet.
I don't advise this kind of birth control.
Yeah.
Bag it up. Get on the pill. Figure something out.
Word.
The political correct culture is out of control. It's totally out of control. A guy named Robbie Tripp, regular dude, says he's a quote-unquote entrepreneur. He posted a love letter to his wife, who's pretty, kind of thick, nice. He said, I love her so much. I love this about her. I love that about her. I love her thick thighs, her big booty, her cute little side roll. And the guy got lambasted.
Mm-hmm. I saw that. Somebody said, you don't get no medal for having a fat chick.
Okay, you can't win out here. You can't fuck up. First of all, mind your business.
Yeah. Yeah, don't comment. Just keep your mouth closed, B.
You can't win out here. Like, a lot of women were offended, but like, you know, you're not doing us any favors by complimenting or stating the obvious. You can't win.
You can't win.
If you fat shame them, you're a pig. If you compliment them, you're trying to be, you know, nicer than you actually are. You're not a hero. That's what he said. You're not a hero because you're married to a woman who's 20 pounds overweight. So if he said, I don't like fat fucks.
Yeah.
See, if he said, oh, I love my skinny woman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like girls with, you know, a little extra weight. Then what would you say?
Right. You can't win with these motherfuckers, man. You can't win. Money said that because he likes his wife or his girl. He likes all that. That's what's up. What's wrong with that?
And he got lambasted.
Yeah.
They said he's a nice guy, misogynist.
That's Lena Dunham and these motherfuckers. Yeah, that's their whole crew.
That's their whole crew.
Yeah.
She's the leader of it.
Yeah, that's her movement.
And then these doctors are in trouble now because they're saying doctors fat shame their patients more often than you think. Yo, you go into the doctor's office, you're 30 pounds overweight. I want my doctor to fat shame.
Yeah, I want him to.
You want to fucking die, you fat fuck? First of all, the doctor's got to examine your fat, sloppy ass.
Yeah.
He's got to say, cough, sir. If it's a female, he's got to unfold the fat around your belly to get you your snapper. If it's unhealthy and he doesn't say, what is he supposed to be? Oh, try to eat some more vegetables.
Right.
No, but you can't win. If you're 420 pounds, you go to see the doctor, he's got to give you a prostate exam. How do you think that doctor feels?
Yeah.
Yes, he's a doctor, but he's a human being just like you and me.
Right.
You think he wants to stick his finger up your 420-pound sloppy ass? Mm. He's going to tell you, you're going to die, you fat, sloppy dog, you.
Yeah, ILO should be the fucking doctor.
You think so?
Yeah, Danny should be the fucking doctor.
Danny Aiello?
Yes.
Listen to me, you fat fucking dog. You filthy fucking animal. You want to file a complaint? File a fucking complaint against me, you fat fuck. Go home and eat some chocolate fucking pudding. You're killing yourself, you dirty fucking dog.
That would be great.
Stop double fisting the fucking ice cream. Eat the birthday cake once a year, you fat fuck. File a fucking complaint. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You Twinkie-eating cocksucker. You Hostess cupcake stuffing it down your throat, motherfucker. I'm fat shaming you so you don't fucking die.
Yeah.
Anyone who knows me knows I take food seriously. By the time I finish lunch, I'm already thinking about dinner. And Plated is the meal kit for people who love food. Each week they have 15 chef-designed recipes to choose from. Put on some music, pour a couple of glasses of wine or whatever you want. Follow Plated step-by-step recipes and eat like a champion. Eat like you care about your food. Eat like you love yourself. Not only does Plated do all the grocery shopping and send you the exact amounts of each ingredient, they're sourcing quality ingredients. You got a sweet tooth? I got a sweet tooth. Okay, Plated even offers dessert options like non-churn coffee ice cream and cinnamon rolls that taste divine. Listen, do yourself a favor. Discover your ideal dinner experience. Go to Plated.com. Plated, plated.com/Rappaport. Get 50% off your first Plated box. That's 50% off for a limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Go to plated.com/Rappaport for details. That's plated.com/Rappaport. RAPAPORT.
So that money-grubbing lawyer, Lisa Bloom.
Mm. Still on Twitter.
Still on Twitter. She's representing, allegedly.
Everything. Fuck it.
Everything is allegedly.
Yeah.
Supposedly, allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with no lawyers. Hell especially yeah. A money-grubbing, an alleged money-grubbing
shark.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Speaking of fat shaming, So this woman came out who accused Usher of giving her herpes.
Yeah.
The woman's name is Quintasha or Quintasia Sharpton. Her alleged money-grubbing lawyer, Lisa Bloom, who also represents China Black, but I haven't heard her. I guarantee you China Black's like, I ain't fucking with Lisa Bloom
no more.
Allegedly. This woman said that she met Usher at a concert, and then he got in contact with her afterwards, and then he came by and he hooked up, unfolded the loaf, skeeted, and gave her herpes.
Jesus.
The woman was fat shamed. Usher said, she's not my type, allegedly. And the woman was ridiculed because she's a, what would you say?
A plus size.
Plus size.
That's a good way to say
it. I didn't hear Lena Dunham or any of the...
Yeah, where they at now?
They didn't come to Quintasha's...
defense. Where the feminists? Are the white feminists for everybody or is it just other white folks?
Right.
Because this girl got fat shamed and where you at?
Fat shamed all over the place.
Where you at?
But Chelsea Handler...
I want to tell the girl something. You can't be photographed looking like that, talking about, you fuck some celebrity. Because looking at that, you can't come out there like that. Fix your hair. And we don't care about your weight. But if I'm going to say I fuck a celebrity, you got to be a bad motherfucker out there. You can't look like, because Usher is like, come on, man. Like, you see that picture, you're like, come on, man.
I'm Usher.
Right. So get yourself together, girl, and rest your nerves.
Rest your nerves. Rest your nerves. What else is going on?
Oh, man. I see they're getting ready for a big rally, a gathering.
For what? What now?
To protest Kaepernick not having a job.
Who's doing it? I
don't know.
Who are they protesting?
It's they're going up. In Manhattan, against the NFL office, all the owners and stuff, they're going to have a big to-do down there. And I'm saying, yo, I understand Kaepernick. I'm with Kaepernick. But you can't force the owners to hire this motherfucker. So basically, it's a waste of time. Because after the rally, if I'm an owner, I'm going to say, so? That don't mean this motherfucker getting on my team. You can't force the man with the... gold makes the rules, yo.
Does Kaepernick want to have this rally?
I don't even hear this motherfucker talking about getting on no team.
I think he's just like living his life.
Yeah.
I think Kaepernick's intentions and his whole thing are pure.
Absolutely, man. And now it's they're going to burn the motherfucking NFL offices down.
Please. Jesus Christ.
So, a rally for Kaepernick. I'm going to see what takes place.
Are you going to be going to the rally?
Fuck no, man.
You know, Serena Williams, she got out. They stuck it to her, too. She made a comment about, you know, now that I'm having a baby, once I have my baby, I'll feel like a real woman. And then everybody jumped down her fucking throat. They said, if you don't have a baby, you're not a real woman. You know what she meant. She's saying I'm going into womanhood.
Yeah, a mother. She's going to be a mom. Oh, but those terms can't be used anymore, you see? A mom? What is she? Shaming motherhood? You know, you gotta
watch what you say.
Yeah.
You know what I say? You don't gotta watch what you say. You gotta tell these people they wanna line up and rally. Tell them to go fuck off.
Yeah. That ain't no gender language with that. Get the fuck out my face, man. Oh, that's it. That's how you deal with this shit.
You can't say anything. But you know what? You can say whatever you want if you got the fucking... Don't think twice. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I speak in a public forum. I don't think twice.
Right.
I hosted the Rich Eisen show. Shout out to my man Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
6 hours of live TV, 6 hours of live radio, not one curse. Took it right to the edge.
Damn. That's some shit there.
Serena Williams has done more for the image of women... More for feminism than anybody.
Yeah.
She's about to have a baby. You know what she meant.
Yeah, a mom.
And even the women will turn on fucking Serena Williams. You know why? Because you're not getting fucked. Mm. You're miserable because you're not getting fucked.
Not getting piped out.
And then you want to jump down Serena Williams' back. You can't win.
Yeah. Do you know what we say? Get the fuck out of my face, man.
That crosses any language barrier.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
You know what I'm talking about. Get the fuck out of my face with that bullshit, yo.
Period. So the other day, fringe member of the Ian Rappaport Stereo podcast, family, but yeah. he comes when he wants to come. He shows up when he wants to come. The young shooter, Dean Collins.
Yes, young shooter was.
He brought up a comment that he said to a woman. Mm-hmm. He said to her, "Murder, Doc, and chill."
Yep.
Boom. We ran it up the flagpole because there's Netflix and chill. Mm-hmm. Young shooter tried to pick up a girl by saying, "Hey, you want to murder, Doc, and chill?" The people voted. Murder, Doc, and chill t-shirts will be coming soon.
Yeah. That's what's up.
The fall collection of the Murder, Doc, and chill t-shirts will be coming soon.
Thanks to the young shooter.
Thanks to the young shooter. Currently, you can get all Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts at store.barstoolsports.com. We have the brand new sucker shit butter soft t-shirt that is sweeping the nation. Of course, we have the cease and desist collection.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Lisa Bloom. Shout out to Black China. And shout out to those thieving Kardashians who can't come up with their own idea.
Kylie got a new show, right?
Yeah, who gives a shit? You know, I fuck with reality TV. I don't even want to go down that path.
Okay.
I'm not even going to watch that shit. And if I'm not watching your reality show TV, you're in trouble.
Word.
I'm a real fan.
Yeah, obviously. You like that shit.
I'm not watching the fucking Life of Kylie. Unless she wakes up looking how she wakes up and lets us see her get into her Kylie Jenner suit. It's like a fucking, the Iron Man costume.
Al Jolson.
Let's see you put on the fake lips, stuff the fake ass in there.
Yeah.
Put your weave on, because that's not her real hair.
Of course not.
It's all everything, nothing is genuine.
And the final episode will be her taking the leap and spraying on blackface.
Period. That's the only way I'll watch that show. All Buttersoft Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are at store.barstoolsports.com. Murder, Doc, and Chill will be coming soon. Fantasy Football and Chill is available. The Gringo Mandingo t-shirt is available. Yeah. All Buttersoft.
Yeah.
I'm now the senior fantasy football analyst for the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
Damn.
Senior fantasy football analyst.
Damn, you just came on and you just leapfrogged all these motherfuckers.
I'm telling you right now, the Fantasy Football Follies podcast presented by DraftKings is a fucking game changer. They haven't changed anything about fantasy football in 20 years. I'm changing the whole thing. I'm bringing the fucking fun back into fantasy, and I'm giving the information, and I'm talking shit. The think tank is unbelievable at the Ian Rappaport Stereo Podcast Fantasy Football Combine.
Yes.
We're drafting. We're mock drafting. I'll tell you something right now, Moody.
What up?
I've been mock drafting. You know where the best place to go to mock draft is? You remember when my father had the back situation? He was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was in the recovery place.
Yeah.
I always remembered when he would go to the workout center, the therapy center of the place. It was literally like the slaughtering of the lambs. The older people, including my father, says no disrespect to older people. My father's 84 years old. I love older people. I respect them. But when I was in the therapy place, in the gym where they'd work out, it was literally sound like the fucking end of the world.
Mm.
There's all sorts of older people. They're lifting weights. They're stretching. There's some of their jumping rope. They're walking very slowly, but earnestly on a treadmill. Right. And it sounded like this. Me and my father thought it was the funniest thing ever. Nobody was dying. Everybody was in there recovering.
Right.
They were working out. So what I did out in Los Angeles the other day, I'm not going to give the name of the place. I went to my local old age facility.
Mm-hmm.
I said I would like to volunteer to clean up the gymnasium. I went in there. All the older people were in there working out.
Right.
And it sounded like this. If you could mock draft with those kinds of sounds, and no disrespect, the smells that are in your local old age home.
Oh, man.
If you could duress mock draft with that kind of craziness, with that kind of attention-diverting stuff going on, you're on your way to becoming a fantasy football beast.
Word.
So I was in there. I told him I want to volunteer. So I was in there volunteering. I was scrubbing the sinks, sweeping the floor, and I kept my phone in my hand all the time, mock drafting.
Oh,
that's
man.
Called duress mock drafting.
Oh, you might, oh, some new shit you
yes,
made up.
Yes, hate. I'm duress mock drafting in the old age home. I'm helping the community, and I'm helping myself prepare for the fantasy football season. I was duress mock drafting with this kind of sound going on. They're in there working out. I'm focused on who am I going to pick in the sixth round. Listen, take it or leave it, I'm going to be prepared this fantasy football season.
Yo, Miles, cue that sick fuck of the week music, bro.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did
what?
No.
No.
No. No.
Yes. This is the sick fuck of the week.
This is the sick fuck of the week.
This is an award that is.
This is an award that's earned, not given.
It's earned.
Earned.
It's earned, not given. Monetti, you take the lead on the sick fucks of the week.
Well, the first sick fuck is okay. Is indeed a sick fuck.
Yeah.
A mom, a New Jersey mom, her name is Deborah, New Jeruse, Deborah Weisler.
Deborah Weisler, who actually looks like they often do, like a sick fuck.
Like, a sick fuck usually has a certain look.
This sick fuck looks like she went through some electroshock therapy and they fucked her mouth up.
Right.
Because her mouth is crooked.
So, allegedly, she has a retarded son, right?
Yes.
The article says special needs, but I use the term retarded because I see nothing wrong with it. And my nephew is retarded.
We've documented Gerald's nephew for years.
Right.
You've took care of him for years.
Right. He's retarded. We all know it. He doesn't have a problem with it. So this lady walks her son into the woods with his luggage.
10-year-old son.
And leaves him there. And he's found by motorists passing by on fucking highways. And it's come to be known that because the 10-year-old son wasn't eligible for a child program at a army base, she then drove him to the woods, walked in, gave him his little duffel bag and said, here you go, you on your own, man. And then left her own son.
Sick fuck of the week. This is a real sick fuck of the week who gets a double star because she really looks like a sick fuck of the week.
Jesus.
She's been arrested, child endangerment, abandoning a special needs kid. Thank God this sick fuck is off the streets.
Yes.
What else you got, Mr. Moody?
A guy in Glendale, Arizona.
Oh, shit.
Went to a Metallica concert.
Oh, shit.
Right? With his family. Daughter, son, they groove into the sounds and all that. They groove it. They start to feel warm water on their backs. So the father looks up, sees homeboy holding his loaf, spraying them with urine.
He's peeing on them.
Yes.
On a family.
The daughter got soaked.
A 10-year-old. This is guy needs to be locked the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
You could get multiple counts on
and
this.
Yo, you if I'm at a motherfucking hip-hop concert and me and my daughter watching and somebody piss on my daughter, ain't no sick fuck. I'm going to turn into the sick fuck because I'm going to go after this dude. Ain't no talking, none of that. Yo, you peeing on motherfuckers, man.
Imagine you're at like a Run DMC reunion concert. Eric B, Rakim, and EPMD. You want to bring your daughter or expose her to that platinum era hip hop.
And this guy, yo, I don't even know what I would do, yo.
You got any other sick fucks?
I think that's it, bro.
Oh, that's good. That's two good ones. Two really good ones. I appreciate all the suggestions. Keep them coming. Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. and Facebook. I'm still suspended off of Facebook.
Oh.
But we're backdooring you, you fucks.
But they suspended you?
They suspended me because, you know, these Trump people, they talk greasy. And
they ride hard for Trump.
Oh, boy. They love that fat fuck. Yeah. They love that fat fuck. You know that our president wears makeup every day? You know that orange tint? That's makeup.
Damn.
So in the morning, he's like the first lady.
Primping.
He gets somebody to do his hair.
Whatever's left.
And then put makeup on. That's where the orange tint, it's not a tanning booth.
Right.
It's makeup.
Yeah.
Looking fatter and fatter and more disoriented as the days go by. I don't think he's going to be able to withstand the whole 4 years.
Yeah.
So this summer, the backyard challenge, they have these backyard challenges. They have the dunking backyard challenge where you drive through some unsuspecting people's neighborhood. You go into their backyard, you dunk the ball, or you dunk on some little kids, and then you run out.
And, yeah.
Of course, Calipari did it. He's a fuck.
Oh, Cal did it?
Right. Random kids did it. Some pros did it.
Right.
And now they have the backyard pool challenge. So people running into people's pools, jumping in there, and then running out. Now, when somebody gets shot.
Yeah. The backyard shot, motherfucker.
How about the backyard get a fucking life challenge?
Yeah.
Get a fucking life.
Yeah. Who's coming up with this dumb shit? Somebody's gonna get killed. You jump in, you go in the wrong neighborhood or any neighborhood.
They only do it in the suburbs.
Right.
You think someone isn't gonna get crunk?
Jump in DMX's pool.
It's the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Again, August 20th. We're taking it to Gillette. Pat McAfee. The Gronk, Matthew Berry, Jim Brewer, G Monetti, live podcasting, live drafting, live duress mock drafting at Gillette. The lineup keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. DanceWithTheDingo.com. Yo.
I'm looking for those ball boys when I go out there. I'm going to try to get an interview. I'm trying to secure an interview with them on the low. What happened to... Well, tell us what happened.
Yeah, just tell us.
Come on, man. Y'all good now.
Yeah, you got your jobs back. Right. You guys just won a Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm telling you, this book has balls. It's coming. This book has balls. Sports rants from the MVP of Talking Trash. I'm going to break down chapters for you guys each week. This is a special report. I'm telling you right now. Stickman, the ultimate list of Great Stickman Part 1 is one of the fantastic flying colors of this book has balls. I expect everybody who listens to the I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast, please, yo, I put my guts, my blood, it's a fucking shit-talking extravaganza. This book has balls. Go to thisbookhasballs.com. I am the Gringo Mandingo. G Monetti.
Yes.
Always ready.
For sure.
The I Am Rapaport Stereo Podcast. Jordan Miles, take us out with something real funky, yes. Real proper, real nice. We'll be back soon.